In Arizona, more than 1,800 people were waiting for a kidney transplant last year. It's a wait that can be many years long. And even for people who think they've found a living donor, a friend or loved one willing to give them a kidney, they often find they're not a match. So Better Health is doing something to help everyone involved. Here's Madeline Rucco, clinical transplant coordinator at Banner Health, explaining more.
You can't donate to your recipient, but if you donated to a different recipient who also had an incompatible donor, that donor could potentially donate back to your recipient. So it's just a swap.
It's called a paired kidney exchange. Banner began doing them a few years ago when the United Network for Organ Sharing was working to create something similar on a national scale.
But there was so much interest and pressure from our transplant recipients that we just decided, let's move ahead. We got support from administration, support from our transplant physicians and surgeons. So we just decided to let's go with it on our own.
Since then, the program has been able to complete these so-called chains of donors and change multiple lives for the better. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with Rucco more about it.
At Banner alone, we have over 600 patients that are currently active on our wait list.
Wow.
In Arizona, several years ago, it would be about 3 to 5 years. Now we tell our patients that it's 5 to 7 years to wait for a kidney transplant. A lot of it's dependent on their blood type. Some blood types are more common, or more rare, so it makes it a little bit shorter or longer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nationally, there's over 112,000 people that are on the transplant list.
And what are some of the conditions that lead to people needing a transplant like this? This is mostly kidneys, right?
Correct. When we refer to our paired exchange program, we're talking about just kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Most times it's a result of diabetes, high blood pressure. Those are two of the biggest causes of kidney failure that cause people to go on dialysis, which is one of the treatments for it. One of the other treatments, obviously, is transplant. And if they choose to do nothing, then, you know, their choice is to die. So
how long can people, I mean, you said 5 to 7 years on the wait list. Do people die waiting?
Many people die waiting.
Okay, so explain how this process works, how this program works, because this is, you know, giving people who might not have had the chance to get that transplant another route.
So with the chain that we recently did, it started with an anonymous donor. So this gentleman who came forward, he had been thinking about being a kidney donor for about 5 years.
Hmm.
Very active in, he did things for animal shelters. He worked with high at-risk children. So he'd been thinking about it, and he decided while he was young and he was healthy, he wanted to move forward.
Hmm.
So he's the gentleman that started the chain. He donated to a recipient, who his nephew was not compatible with him. So they entered as a pair into the paired program. So he donated to this gentleman, who then this gentleman's nephew then went ahead and donated to another recipient who was a 27-year-old, had been on dialysis for a couple of years waiting. His father had wanted to donate to him, but they were not blood type compatible.
Mm-hmm.
And then his father went on. We didn't have another pair that matched them, so we actually went to our transplant list of 600 patients, and we identified who came up next that was compatible blood types. This woman, Pamela, was on dialysis for 6.5 years.
Wow.
She'd been waiting for that long to have an opportunity to be transplanted. So he donated to her, and they're all doing, all three donors, all three recipients are doing really, really well.
Wow. Is it difficult? I mean, it sounds like it's difficult to logistically find a compatible donor. How likely is it that once they've gotten the transplant, the kidney will, I guess, take, for lack of a better phrase?
Well, the nice thing about it is, you know, obviously there's compatibility testing, so we try to predict that success up front.
Mm-hmm.
Both donors and recipients go through a pretty significant psychosocial and medical evaluation as well. A lot of testing that we do, again, to ensure that they have a good outcome. And the nice thing about a living donor transplant versus a deceased donor transplant is statistically they last much longer than a than the deceased donor transplant does.
So this has gone a little ways down the chain. Will it continue?
Well, we hope. Getting the word out there to the public has resulted in a lot of interest. We did 7 paired exchanges last year, and out of those, we had 4 anonymous donors. So people hear about it. I've got a woman right now who several months ago when we did a paired exchange and word had gotten out there, she picked up the phone and called and said, you know, I really want to do this.
That's amazing. So these are people who are willing to give an organ, literally. And this is, can't be like a simple, easy surgery.
It's not a simple, easy surgery.
What's it like?
Well, the hospital stay is about 3 to 4 days. The surgery, fortunately, is done laparoscopically. So it's an easier recovery than several years ago and then had a huge open incision. But we usually tell them to expect to take at least 4 to 6 weeks off from work. They've got lifting restrictions for at least that a month of time. Lab follow-up, surgeon follow-up. So, you know, they've got to take time off from work and take time to take care of themselves and recover from a major surgery. So,
I mean, this program is so inherently like a beautiful thing, right? It's this exchange of giving and trying to help someone who you love and then helping someone else in return. I mean, what do you hear from some of the family members, the people who you know, really wanted to help their uncle or their sister or whoever it may be and then are able to sort of in exchange do that through another form?
You know, it's funny because recipients come in with their potential donors, and they are, both the donor and the recipient are so excited. I'm going to help my loved one. I'm going to get him off dialysis. He's going to be healthy again. He's going to be back to a normal life. No more diet restrictions, fluid restrictions, feeling better. And then they find out that they're not compatible. It's very heartbreaking. It's frustrating. I tell my patients it's like being on a roller coaster. You know, you've got those ups and downs. So for them to be presented with another option that, okay, in this case, I can't donate to my uncle, I can't donate to my son, but I can donate to somebody else on his behalf. And they just love it. The emotion that goes along with this job is amazing, and to be able to be part of it and be part of someone's story and trying to make this happen for them is pretty amazing.
All right. That is Madeline Rucco, a clinical transplant coordinator at Banner Health. Madeline, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.